There are some differences that exist in all relationships that are never going to go away. The differences are going to be there. The awakened point of view from the person who is really awakening and moving beyond success. Remember, success almost always means accumulation or winning, or moving beyond achievement, which almost always means you have to get more than the other guy, or performance, which means competition and I have to outperform the other person. All of those are very much a part of our culture, and there's nothing wrong with them. But to be principal motivators in your life, they just keep you at a much lower level. And to get to the awakened level where you're beyond those things, you have to see that success, achievement, and performance all have built into them somebody else has to lose in order for you to win. Almost always, somebody else has to lose. And so now what you want to do is approach the conflict that you're experiencing from a nobody has to lose position, from a win-win position. And that's become a very popular slogan and philosophy in business in recent years. Well, in a relationship, it means getting off of my need to be right and instead looking at the differences that are in somebody and celebrating those differences and agreeing to disagree for, if necessary, for the rest of your life about them. My wife and I have done this in many, many areas. She has a much more of an organized approach to life, and she has all of her reasons for it. We have 7 children, we have clothes that have to be done, we have this, that, we have a 1,000 things that have to be done every single day, and if I didn't know where things were and couldn't go to them instantly, I couldn't function. When I meditate on that, that makes absolutely perfect sense to me. All right? On the other hand, I am much more into spontaneity and feel that I have to be in the work that I do. And even if I don't have to be, I just don't like organizing. I don't like making a bed. I've never thought there was anything healthier about getting into a made bed than an unmade bed, you know, psychologically or in any other way. And I have more of a tendency to allow things to be disorganized, not in total disarray, but just disorganized. And I think very, very strongly that you fall in love with when you are in a love relationship, you fall in love with the things in another person that you don't have in yourself. Because to fall in love with somebody who has everything that is exactly the same as you is to have a redundant relationship. I mean, you've already got that. What do you need more of it for? I think the whole business about opposites attracting, almost every marriage is like that. And the marriages usually that don't work are the ones where people have so much in common. And yet you'll hear people at the beginning say, oh, we have so much in common. Well, he says this, and I say the same thing, and he likes to do this, and I like to do that, and he's an athlete, and I like athletes. And they think that that's such a wonderful thing, you know, that we have all these things in common. And I always think, uh-oh, this one's doomed. We got some real problems here. But when someone says, ah, she's just the exact opposite of me, you know, I just get almost always, and that's where the most intensity is. Now, the intensity is on both sides. The intensity is in the love, and so you love that person intensely, and you look at them, and you realize that they are many things that I am not and can't be, and I like that. I like having that around me. I need that organization around me. I need that passion around me. I need that person who talks a lot around me because I'm very quiet. That is what endears you to someone. And then what happens is you get into a relationship and you forget that that's what you fell in love with. You fell in love with those qualities that are so different than what you have that gives you spice and fills you, makes you more complete as a human being because you've got that in you. Then you turn those areas, those differences, which are the very thing that attracted you to the person in the first place, into areas of conflict or areas of confrontation. And we begin to try to alter the person that we love. And when you try to alter something, you don't prove that you love it. You prove that you want it to be different. And so in relationships, you have to remember, you have to go back to what you fell in love with. It's always an opposite. You just don't need a mirror of yourself. You've already got that all the time. In marriages and in love relationships and live-in relationships and even with your children and all of that, the thing about your children that usually endears you the most to them is not that they're like you, is the things that they do that are not like you. Those are the things that you respect the most. That little kid who will stand up to the teacher and take the slings and arrows that go with standing up to the teacher. On one hand, you don't want your child to be disobedient, but there's always a little corner of you back there that says, you know, I never had the courage to do that myself, and I don't want him to ever not do that. You begin to admire those things that, and you learn from them, and they become your teachers. So you turn those areas into something that is very positive and something very beautiful. That's like making conflict, which is not abrasiveness and ugliness, but just differences, something to honor, to dance with, to celebrate, to be with. And then you become solution-oriented. You become focused instantly on the solution to that. And oftentimes, most often, the solution to the differences in relationships is to honor and celebrate the very things that are different in the other person and respect that.